It's your girl tea
with the queen. Welcome back to a new segment on our show called Tea Breaks and Biscuits, where we chat nonsense for 15 minutes and basically just catch up. That's it. So let's get right into it, because we don't have no time to waste time. Basically, tell me, maths, it's almost finished, and at this point I'm actually tired. Like, I actually want it off my screen because I need to get on with my life. It has consumed the better part of this year. Like, it needs to finish. I love it, but it's too much. Like, too many people are moving mad, and we need to talk about those people and call them to order, because it's a craziness. It's a madness out there. What are your thoughts? Final vows have happened. What do you think? Happy with the decisions?
I don't know if I'm happy with decisions. Like, first one, Karina, wow, like, I'm speechless. Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, we're talking back. Why are you speechless? It's like, I would go back to him.
Why? Oh, gosh. No.
I would.
No, on so many.
Sorry. Why? Like, you could tell if a guy cries on the screen, bro, like, he's really sorry.
Stop. Like, you've actually got to stop.
No.
Like, those are crocodile tears.
No.
There's no way.
Forgiveness, you know. I believe in forgiveness for Christians. She was Christian.
I believe in forgiveness too, but you can forgive someone without letting them back in your space. And that is what I 100% believe, wholeheartedly believe. Because it's this thing, like, it's a guilt of like, oh, but you said you'll forgive me, but I'm sorry. So now you have to, like, now I have to be back in your space. No, you don't. Go cry in the corner, because I don't care. Like, those crocodile tears that he cries are so annoying. Like, I cannot stand it. Because, have you not noticed a pattern? Like, he does something wrong, and then his first instinct is to, like, over-apologize. Like, I'm so sorry. Did you see the way he was talking after he went on that date with that girl? When he came back, he's like, but I love you. I talked about you the whole day. Like, it's overwhelming. Like, it's too much. Like, why are you talking that fast if you have nothing to hide? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's, I'm so glad she stuck to her morals, stuck to her beliefs, stuck to her values.
But I would say that he really loved her and he wouldn't do it again. But I personally think he wouldn't do it again. Like, I feel like he learned his lesson. But at the same time, like, she was a really big person. Like, I don't know if I could do that person in a situation, but I would say, like, she stood her ground and she was principled.
Mm-hmm.
And I have respect for her.
The thing that gets me, though, is the straw that broke the camel's back was him going out on a date with another girl. But she didn't see it as a red flag when he was punching holes in doors. That should have been the first red flag. Like, what's going on here? Because there was no self-control exercise. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for someone to get that angry, blind angry, to punch a hole in a door, something is wrong. Something is fundamentally wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that should have been when the red flags were like, alert, 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 alarm, 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 get out of the situation. But she was like, nah, that's my man and I'm going to stand by him. He's passionate. I'm not scared. I said, oh, this girl is not serious. Okay, so he did that. She forgave. What was the other thing that he did? Oh, yeah, ratting her out to
Athena. Feel like in that moment, but I think it was actually good that he didn't say the word, because he knew it was wrong. Like, you know, at least he didn't say it to her because he knew it was wrong. But
then, if he knew it was wrong, why was he saying it to Athena? It's like, you want me to be the bad person.
Yep, but, like, it was honest letter. It was how they feel about their partners. Like, this was the honest part. I think he realised, actually, this is kind of a bit too far, calling her a snob. I'm not going
to
say it out
loud. But then, for him to go back and be like, English is not my first language, you know? I don't really understand what snob... Shut up! Like, what do you mean? You know exactly what snob meant. And you wrote it. And you refused to say it because you know what it meant. Like,
I think he should have just been honest straight up. Of, like, he's saying the word. Because then she looked back and she read it. And he was hesitating. Like, he was like, oh, I've lost my page. Or, where am I? Like,
you know, like, he's a very unserious guy. Like, Master manipulator. I cannot.
Really? I think he really loved her though, and he did so well with the family. And it was an, I think he's a very lovely person. He's a very lovely heart. I think he just.
But then
Not
you've got to
mature.
think, I don't think they even aligned fundamentally on their principles, because she seems to be a really like strict Catholic going person and he's atheist. Has she thought, you know what I mean? Like, there are so many issues, so many issues. I don't know how she was looking, overlooking this. I'm glad she didn't end up picking him, because
But
I
he
don't
was
think it would have
atheist, but he
worked.
came back from a religious background. But he did say when the mum said, Karina's mum said, "Oh, we take, faith very big thing in our family. Would you consider it?" And he said he would consider it.
I feel like he just says the right things to please the right people, right? But I think Karina was able to kind of see past that, especially after that whole date incident. Because why are you going on a date with someone else if you're so strong
Yeah, no, I get
with where
that.
you are with your partner? Like, that makes no sense. And it just kind of like translates the kind of person you are. Like, are you gonna do that in real life as well? Like, just curious. I was just curious. Oh, my stupid career. Oh, no. At some point, you actually have to take accountability for your actions.
No,
And I
I.
think he just expected her to forgive, like, because she had been like consistently overlooking everything after he had apologized, did a couple of crocodile tears, and she's like, okay, I'll take you back. But this one, she said, I will not be the idiot. So.
Yeah, and I think no, I think like in that way, I do have respects to her. Like as I said, I don't know if I would do it, but I do have respects for her because she was willing to, go like, my husband, future husband will be, loyal to me. He'll be respectful, and I think especially the curiosity thing is like that is dangerous because who knows in the real world he'll see a pretty girl walk by, and next minute he wants to take his number. Which is fair. I do agree with that. But one person I was concerned about was, oh, what's that girl's name? Who the one who went on a date and
Athena?
who got stood by.
Jamie?
I was confused why she went on a date. But that relationship was weird though, because like someone who's like says he doesn't like he wasn't really attracted to you like that, or wasn't really falling in love with you, who wasn't really like kind of
Exactly.
giving
And
you
then to do like a
friendship.
180
In
switch.
180s, now I completely love you. It makes no
Yeah,
sense. Like I
it's
feel like
giving sus. It's giving,
you're gonna go through
it's
that
not gonna work
again in
long
the next
term.
6 months. Like he, like how can you go from friendship vibe straight away to I'm in love with you? Like there was no connection. I was
That was
confused by that.
confusing. But can we please just take a moment to talk about Athena and Adrian?
I actually
Because
love them so funny.
you're, I think
The
you have a thing for
toxic part
toxicity. And
is
please,
so funny.
I cannot with you. What do you mean you love them so
I think, but
much?
you
You're
know what?
crazy.
They were honest. They were both attracted to each other. I think they're both of them
What?
attracted to each other. And I think
No.
that when they're good,
Oh.
they're good. I just feel like how they argue with each
When were
other's
they
not
good?
healthy.
No,
What do you
please.
mean? They
When were
can
they good?
bond well. Like,
On what? On what?
they do work.
On
Like,
their
what's.
physical chemistry? Yeah, sure. But that's not the only thing that's going to sustain a relationship. Do you know what I mean? They did not have an emotional connection. I don't think they could get past, I don't think he could get past her having a kid. And the only way for the relationship to work was for her to not bring up the child. And
Yeah,
she
that's
kept
so
saying like,
true.
this is such a big part of my life. Like, my child is so big for me, blah, blah, blah. I'm proud to be a mother. But then why do you not bring it up? Because you know it triggers him.
That's actually true.
Like, he can't accept that part of your life, and you're just pretending that part of your life does not exist so you can
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even
keep
think of
being with
that.
him. I'm like, this girl is not serious. How can you both make the right decision to separate?
And then
Like, you're not good
they
for each other. And
go.
then for her to be like, do you want to hang out tonight?
Yeah.
No, you need to like get the first flight back to Perth and go hug your child. You don't need to be in the presence of this man for
But you
any
know what's
longer.
funny? I feel like this reminds me of like people doing sneaky links and stuff because it's like you could tell that they're both attracted to each other. They both want like they both were feeling lonely, and I guess it's that whole thing of wanting to have someone. I'm not supporting that activity, but I'm just saying.
But it makes no sense. Like, he's shown you time after time. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about your time. He doesn't care about your life. He doesn't care about your child. He's just here for him and him alone. And you're just gonna go with it because, oh, he's so pretty. Oh, he's so hot. Oh, we have
He
such a
is a
good
good-looking
physical
guy.
chemistry. I'm like, he's not. Honestly, his smile used to annoy me. I just wanted to
really snap that smile off his love face. His
yes,
look.
I'm actually starting to question everything about you right now.
No,
because there is no way you are rooting for Adrian.
I'm not
there
rooting for Adrian. I just thought he was so funny. Like, he was actually like, he was a funny person. Like, he was so honest but like blunt. Like, at least he said it. Like, you know,
no, like my guy couldn't even speak proper sentences. He needed subtitles.
But he was so funny because he was like, you know, when she came back, he was, oh, I'm concerned that we both were willing to go on the date. And then he was like, okay.
That's what I mean, because he doesn't care. Yeah. He didn't care. And so he still funny. Doesn't care.
He doesn't
as care. Long as it's benefiting him, then that's fine. He doesn't care. Like, he'll just say what he needs to say, you know, so they can keep having that physical chemistry, which is so annoying. I'm like, Athena, you're better than this. You're a whole mother. And I like the question her sister asked her, like, if you had a daughter,
would you be happy at this?
Exactly.
And she said no.
So why are you with him?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like,
but
she...
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. But lastly, I feel like we have to talk about is the one who said your red flag and the red carpet. You're like, yeah.
Jackie. Ryan and Jackie, those two should have left, like,
they should have left ages ago.
After week
they're one. They're toxic. That girl was scary. Like, she knew what she was doing the whole time.
100%.
You know, I actually like Ryan. I think he was actually reasonable. Honestly, like, he was very reasonable. Whatever he said, he was reasonable. Like, I don't think he actually was. Like, obviously, he's very traditional, but I actually liked that. Like, I don't know. I kind of had respect for him because he kind of, in some ways, was grounded and he wouldn't let anyone walk around him. And he kind of knew that his wife was psycho. So, like...
But then why didn't he leave?
Yeah, but he said leave, but she said stay.
Yeah, but I mean, prior to that only 1 week that he said leave, why didn't he leave?
He's having the benefit of the doubt.
No, that girl was crazy.
She was so like, funny.
How do you turn on tears? Like,
and then start laughing.
Oh, psychotic. I said, oh.
I know, like, she is so
something
funny.
Is not right.
And her final vows, oh my days. She was just roasting him after roasting him. At this point, I was like, how did you guys make it this far? Like,
that's what I mean. Like, it's not serious at all, to be honest. Like, yeah, not serious at all.
That vow made me laugh. Those vows, I was laughing.
Because they're both two unserious people who would gaslight themselves.
Exactly. Like,
everyone else could see this, yeah, not sure what's going on here. You know, one minute they're hating on each other, the next minute they're, like, super in love. Like, only they know and understand their craziness. But I'm glad the fog was cleared from their brains and they could see things a lot clearer.
I knew they were separate, though. Like, it was not healthy.
100%. And I just don't know how she ended up with Clint. Actually, no, it makes sense. Because Clint is a walkover. He will allow anything.
When I saw that, I was like, what? Already? What happened to the man you're meant to love?
Lol.
I was like, we move fast.
Yeah. I think, to me, I just see maths as a social commentary on everything wrong with, like, dating in this day and age now. Because you got to see, like, a lot of toxic personalities, toxic characters, toxic definitions of love. It was a case study on what not to do. And all the red flags you should look for.
Basically.
Because, yeah, none of those people, yeah, it was crazy. Really, really crazy. And if we had more time, we would delve deeper into the rest of the season. But unfortunately, I got to get going because I got work to do. I'm not sure about you, but this was a nice chat. And yeah, I guess I'll catch you later. Bye.
Bye.